Shamashvius, Parak Zayn, Halacha Beis. Luvin Zodim Rachavuvin. Luvin of Zodim Chavuvin. So the sprouting parts of those plants, Yeshlam Shvius, Luvin Shvius, they have Shvius, and the money that's exchanged for them has Shvius also, because they consider the Ochel Yeshlam Beer, Luvin Beer, there's beer to them and to the money that they're exchanged for, and that's because they eventually disappear from the plant. So when they stop being available out in the fields, then they're chayav in beer, what you have left at home. All of our botanim are after them. The love of these different plants, some of our nuts and berries, berry bushes, yes, no shvius, no shvius. They have shvius, for them, only shvius because they're edible, and beer, for them, and beer, but there's no beer because these parts of the plant are there all the time, and there's never a point when they become unavailable, and therefore there's never a chayav of beer on these. For the leaves of these plants, they have beer because they do eventually fall off and become unavailable, and therefore at that point they're chayav in beer. Haver, v'hakarif, v'hakatav, v'halutim, or lutis, there's different gershoys of how to read that word. These plants, varieties of rose, and these other different things, and they're all here for fragrance. They're primarily used for fragrance. Each of them shvius will play shvius. They have shvius to them, and the money they're exchanged for has shvius. If you remember, in an earlier parak, we had a question whether, we discussed whether there's a raya from here that items that are meant for fragrance, the simple reading of the racham is that things that are specifically for fragrance have kedusha shvius, and that's considered a use for a person, and therefore they have kedusha shvius. The other way, it's also possible to understand that the racham, because each of these have a fruit that has some kind of a edible value, or another version of it was that the fruit may not be eaten per se, but it's put into other foods in order to give fragrance, and in the end you do actually end up eating it, because it's there like as a flavor, as a fragrance, and therefore it's possible to hold it's considered to be an oichel, even if fragrance per se is not enough. But again, the simple way to read would be to say that those fragrances are considered to have a the sap that comes out of this tree, which was mentioned by Tanakam, is not considered a pre. Sap of a tree is not the tree, is not a fruit, and therefore it's not a pre, that doesn't count. And Rav Shimon, we had before, and holds that sometimes it's just for fragrance, is not considered to be a fruit. That's the Gemara assumes Rav Shimon holds. And the Shailos or the Chacham argue with Don on that. Now we have a shadow of this. A mission says like this. Vered chodesh shakosha b'shevin yashan. You took a vered, is a rose, and it gives off a fragrance, and you soaked it in oil. And the idea was that the fragrance of the vered was going to get into the oil. So what's it? That's what the story is. You put in a new vered, meaning to say it's a shmita vered, in kavsha b'shemen, and you soaked it in oil, b'shemen yashan, in old oil, means oil from before shemitah. So what's the din? Yogurt is a veret. So we'll look at the Mara folder. It says yogurt is a veret. So what you could do is, you could pull out the veret. The Mara folder learns that what we're talking about here is that this happened, the veret was in the oil before the time of beer came. So what you could do is, if you pull out the veret before the time of beer came, then the oil is not chayv in beer. It's not chayv in beer because all you have to do is pull it out and not chayv in beer, because those things that were absorbed in before the time of beer came, that those bleas do not require beer. The yashim b'chadash. What happens if it was an old verit in new oil? Chayv beer, chayv in beer. Now the Gemara is going to be. It's not going to. It's going to have a question about this. We'll see at the end of the Gemara. It's going to have a question. What is it? Why is it Yashin? Means it's an old. It's a shmita verit, but it's old, and now it's in new oil. That means to say that it's in oil from the eighth year. You kept the verit way past the time of beer, so the Gemara is going to say the pshat is that it's higher than beer because according to the Rav Olde learns, it's past the time. Past time of beer, and therefore it's chayiv, because now the beers went in already past that time, and therefore it's chayiv. Charuvim chadashim shekavshu v'yayin yashin. Now we have a different example. You put charuvim, some kind of a fruit, and you put them into old wine, meaning wine from before Shemitah. So v'yashenim b'chadash, we put old charuvim from Shemitah, way past Shemitah, and they're in new oil, in new wine, what the din is chayiv beer. In those cases, both cases, it's chayiv and beer. Malfoglu doesn't explain according to his pshat what the difference is, why the charuvim is different, and seemingly it's because the charuvim stayed in the wine, they stayed in the wine permanently, so they stayed in past the time of beer. So they were put in before the time of beer, but they stayed in after the time of beer, and that's why if they're given tam, they're given some kind of a flavor past the time of beer, then they make the oil, in this case the wine, chayiv and beer also. So that's all what we've said as far as the way Maralfo learns. Many others learn that the difference has to do with, there's a difference between how a verit and others learn that even if you put it in before the time of beer, it still makes bleas that have to be, that you have to beer to when the time of beer comes. But the difference has to do with whether a verit and a charuvim, that a verit takes a very long time for its flavor to be drawn out of it into the oil, and therefore you didn't leave it in for long enough. And for that reason, the verit is, it doesn't affect the oil because it wasn't there for long enough. So the Mishnah ends off, Zakal, this is the rule, Kol Shehu B'Nois and Tam, Chayiv L'Varim Mim She'en Aminoi. If something from Shemitah that gives flavor into something that's Chayiv and Beer, and it gives Tam, it's enough to give Tam in a Mim She'en Aminoi into two different things. It's something that's different than itself. For example, the charuvim gave tam into the wine. So charuvim and wine are two different tastes. And if there was enough in there to give taste into the wine, there was a high enough percentage, then it's usher. And mim b'mir b'koshu, and if it would be mim b'minai, had you mixed two things together that gave tam into each other, so to speak, they transferred from one to another, but it was mim b'minai, they're both the same, they're both similar, then it's b'koshu, it's even usher, even the smallest enough is usher. And that's because it's considered to be a demonstration material. It's something that can be multiple because you have a way of using it behetter, not treating it to take doing the beer, and you could use it behetter shrius. And this is because, so we said it here, letting beer. And the reason why that beer, we follow this rule, we have benois and tam, or min b'mina, is kosher, is because shrius is here, kosher, b'mina, shrius, because there's a general rule. That shvi is not only also by itself, but it also asks other foods. The kosher, if it's even the tiniest amount, if it's min b'mina, u'shaloi b'mina, when it's min b'she'in b'mina, when it's mixed two different things with each other, then it's b'nois in town. So that's the general rule for shvius. For example, should a food have kedusha shvius? So if you put the verit into the oil would have kedusha shvius, or the charub into the wine would have kedusha shvius, and therefore, when it comes to the din of beer, which is really what the Mishnah was talking about, that also has the din that it's b'nois in town, or b'kosher hu, because of the general rule that shvius can't, shri is not only also by itself, but also ask other things that it gives time into, or when it's min b'mina b'koshul. So the Gemara starts off. The race of the parak, at the beginning of the parak, it means in the first mission of the parak, it talked about a case of Ali Luf, and it said that Ali Luf achayiv and beer, and it said, Amar ain't oichlan al ikar, you can't eat them because of the ikar. What does that mean? That means is, the din is your achayiv and beer, when there's no more of that produce left in the field, and you have to put it out and make it hefker. So, when Ali Luf are no longer available in the field, what happens is the Ali Luf dry up and they become unusable. They don't actually fall off, the Ralph Folder says, but they become not usable. So the fact that we say that it's chayiv and beer because there's no more available, the fact that they're attached to a trunk or the stalk of the plant, that does not make them. We don't consider it to be available in the field because the stalk is not the edible part. So in Ochanal Iker, you can't keep eating them. I mean, you have to do beer and you can't keep eating them out of the Iker just because it has the stalk, the trunk of the plant is available. That doesn't make it mutter because it's not available. There's no edible parts available anymore. The Ka, but over here in our Mishnah, where it said Luvi Ha'ala, at Amr Ochanal Iker, we say Luvi Ha'ala are not chayiv in beer. Why are they not chayiv in beer? Because they never disappear. They always stay around. Now, they don't really always stay around. What it means is they stay around because the trunk, the stalk of a plant is always there. So why over here do we say, well, since the plant stays around, there's no beer because it's always around? Well, but the edible part is not always around. So, emphatic marm or pinchas answers as follows. Tamon Ein Sof l'hakshos. In the beginning of the parak, we're talking about Aleluf. The Aleluf never turn. They don't harden. They don't become the stalk, the main part of the plant. And therefore, the Aleluf and the plant of the Luf are considered to be two different items. And therefore, when the Aleluf are no longer available, then you have to be a Ram Hocha, and our Mishnah by Aleha Allah, by Luvliha Allah, Seifim HaHakshas, they eventually are going to harden and become the actual trunk, the plant of the trunk of the stalk of the plant, the Mikivin Shehikshu, Nasu Kavim, and when they harden, they become like the main part of the plant. And therefore, these are not chayvim beer because this part of the plant will never disappear. This part of the plant may become not edible, but this part of the plant will never disappear. And since it will always be available out in the fields for animals to eat, it will always be available out in the field, therefore it's not chayvim beer because it never disappears. Now, it's true that it becomes not available to eat because once it hardens, it's not edible anymore, but it remains there forever, so it's not chayvim beer, as opposed to aleluf, that they are not considered the trunk, because when they don't harden, they shrivel up, and therefore there is a point when they become not available anymore, and therefore at that point they chayvim beer. Okay, now the next piece of Gemara, there are many, many different ways of reading the Gemara. It's a little bit of a complicated piece according to many of the Pshatim. We're going to follow the Pirush for this of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, whose his explanation reads in a smooth way through the Gemara. We're just going to have to change around some of the words, move one set of words towards the end to the actual end of the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara is like this. Tini. We're going to advise. The kulot shenichnasu, the things that were in our Mishnah, the types of plants that were in our Mishnah, shenichnasu mishishas l'shvius, if they grew from the 6th year into the 7th year, the din is shishas. They have the din of the 6-year plants. What does that mean? That means is that things that grow on trees, they're considered to be fruit of the year when they had chanata, when they first began to bud and come out. That's when their status is decided. As opposed to vegetables, Yerokos, their status is decided by when they're picked by Lakito. So these items that were listed in our Mishnah here, if they go from the 6th year into the 7th year, I mean, they start growing the 6th year, they finish growing the 7th year, they have the din of the 6th year, which is to say we're treating them as if they're fruit of a tree, which goes Basar Chanata, and they had Chanata earlier, and therefore they had the status of 6-year produce. Chutzman Adel, which is one of the case of the Mishnah, which would be Kiyarok, that has been a Viyarok, and it's treated as a 7th-year produce because it was harvested in the 7th year, picked off the ground, and therefore it has a din of Viyarok. So that's what the Bai said, as we have it says. So Rav Moshe Rabbi Yochanan says like this, less kan mishishas or shvi shishas. No, it's a mistake. That's not what the writer did not say that. The writer did not say that if it goes from the 6th year into the 7th year, it has the status of the 6th year. That's a mistake. That's not the correct version. El or shvi is rather the correct version of that writer is should say that it has the status of the shvi. It has the status of the 7th year. Why should it have the status of the 7th year? The reason is because the items that are mentioned in our Mishnah are items, the types of things that typically are not eaten by people. Usually, a person who has those things treats them just as a piece of wood. They're not eaten. The only reason why they're considered edible is because the person decided that he wanted to eat them. Well, he made that decision when he was picking it off the ground, or off the tree. Since it became edible when he made that decision, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds as a din of shvius. That means even though in botanically, it might be treated like a tree, and it would have from that way we should treat it as 6-year produce. Since it only became chayv in, it only began to be treated as a tree, as a edible item that has kedusha shviyas to an ochel adam, as kedusha shviyas because of his decision, which happened in the 7th year. Therefore, therefore it has a din of shviyas. It does not have the din of shishas. That's what Rabbi Vos says in the Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says like this: Tini. Hasiya va'ezav akornas. There's these three items, which some translate as being different kinds of herbs. Shehivilu l'chatzim. That these are also items that have a very similar to what we were just describing, that they're usually not eaten, but someone might choose to make them into food. And when he makes that decision, so shehivilu l'chatzim, if you bring them into the chatzim, that is to say, if you take them from being hefker items that are not really there for anybody to use for eating, and you bring them inside and choose them to make them edible, you make that decision that you want to make them edible, And the gears now is, we skipped the word aval, the gears is imhoisa, shniyin chneses l'shishis, shlishis. If these were growing from the second year into the third year, that is to say is, during the years of Shemitah, during the 6 years that are not Shemitah, during the 6 years of the cycle that are not Shemitah, you have to take Truma and Meiser from everything that grows. But the din is that the secondary Meiser changes depending on which year of the cycle it is. In the first and the second year, and in the fourth and the fifth year, in those years you give Meiser Sheni, that is to say the secondary Meiser is something that has been brought to Yerushalayim there. In the third year, in the sixth year, the secondary Meiser is Meiser Ani, you give it to a poor person who can eat it wherever he likes to. So if you have Sia, Ezer, and Kornis that started growing the second year, and then they were finished growing in the third year, and during that time you switched over, you brought Lechatzer, you showed that you wanted it to be for eating, so should it be treated as a second year produce or a third year produce? Here's not a question of Shvi, here's a question of Meiser, which Meiser should you give? So the din is Shlishis. You give the din of a Shlishis, and you have to give Meiser Ani. Meshishas HaShviyas, what happens if it grew from the 6th year into the 7th year? So should you give it the status of the 6th year and make it Chayv Meiser Ani? Or should you give it the status of the 7th year and make it Potter from Meiser? Because in 7 things that go in Shemitah are Potter from Trumas and Meisers, and the answer is Shishas. You give it the din of Shishas. So, depending on whether it grew from 2nd to 3rd, you give it the din of 3rd. If it grew from 6th to 7th, you give it to 6th. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Hoch at money with Churei. In the second case, when it went from the 6th year to the 7th year, you count it backwards. You go to the previous year. You say it could either be treated as a 6-year produce or a 7th-year produce, or we treat it like a 6-year. But one of the Kumei, in the first case of that price, we say you have a choice to treat it as 2nd or 3rd. We go forward, we treat it like the 3rd year. So what's the reason for that? Why should we sometimes treat it like the coming year, and sometimes like the previous year? Make up your mind. Why should it be like that? Amar Rabbi Yosi says like this: Shlishis Shishis, the third year and the sixth year in the cycle. Apal pi she'ein behem Meiser Sheni, there is no Meiser Sheni in that year. That's true, but yesh lahem Meisers, but they do have Meiser. In other words, they at least have Meiser Ani. So therefore we would want to make the fruit from the. We are encouraged. The Chacham are encouraged to make the fruit be chayiv in Meiser, as if into the third year or into the sixth year. We're going to be skipping around to some of the words that are later on. The words we say now are mutav. What we do is like this. If it's going from the second year into the third year, we give it the third year. And the reason for that is because mutav, litin le'echad, bevadev le'shnayim besafik. Those are the words that we have at the end of the Gemara, now belong according to Chaim Kanevsky over here now. Which is, we have a choice. We don't know if it should be a second-year produce or a third-year produce. There are two ways to look at this thing. So, in theory, the Chacham could have been machmir and said to you, you have to treat it like both years. You have to give Meiser Ani and Meiser Sheni. Theoretically, we could have given both. But the Chacham said, you know what? It's smarter to say, if we would do that, the Chacham would say that you have to give two Meisers. Many people won't give anything. So it's better, mutav, litin le'echad b'vadek, it's better for the Chacham to pick one. They picked, in this case, Meiser Ani. They better to pick that one, and he'll for sure give it. For Shnayim b'safik, rather than saying he should be chayiv in both things, chayiv in Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani, and we're taking a chance, because lots of people won't give anything. They'll be too unhappy with having to give two Meisers, and they won't give any Meisers. So the Chacham chose to say, pick one of the Meisers, and what it means is, Meiser for these Yerukas is only with the Rabbanon. The Chacham have the right to choose, and they chose to favor the Aniyim, and they said to give Meiser Ani. So when we have a choice between second and third year, we favor third year. Now back to where the Gemara was beforehand, to the way the Gersa had beforehand, but Shvi is, if we have a choice between sixth year and seventh year, Shvi is Eino Meiser Kol Ikar. Shviyas doesn't have any Meiser at all. So when the Chacham were looking at it, they're saying, should we make this be considered produce of the 6th year or produce of the 7th year? There they said, go back to the 6th year because you should be chayiv in a Meiser. It's better that you should be chayiv in a Meiser than you should be chayiv in no Meiser. They wanted to be careful in that way. So when it was a choice between 2nd year and 3rd year, they had to pick one. They felt they couldn't be imposed on people to bring two Meisers because they probably won't give anything. So they picked the 3rd year. But when it was a choice between the 6th year and the 7th year, then they pulled it back to take a year that would be Chayv Meiser rather than the year that's not Chayv Meiser by saying that it's Shvi'is produce. So that's the explanation of this Raisa. So now the Gemara asks, Wait a second, didn't you say that this price was talking about Sia, Azen, and Kornis? So over here we said when you have a choice, when you have this thing that, that straddles the 6th and 7th year, we pick, we say it's 6th year produce because it will make it high reminder. But Rabbi Yochanan, when he was talking about the cases in our Mishnah, the Lul Ve'Gafanim and the cases in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan said that we treat it like Shvi's produce. So why, in this case, by Sia, Azen, and Kornis, do we treat like 6 year produce? And in the case of Lulvei Gefanim, in the case of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan said we should treat like Shvi's. Well, why is it like that? Why in that case do we go forward and treat like Shvi's papers? And for the Gemara, Taman, Bereshis Bailam, in the case of, oh my God, I forget which one this is. By the case of C and Azov, then most of the C and the Azov grow in the 6th year. That is to say, they grew in the when they grow, their schedule for growing is they grow a lot during the before Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they grew very much Bereshis Bailam. They grew in the year when the owner of the field is entitled to his produce. So therefore, when the Chacham had to choose which year to make it, it could have gone both ways, but they favored the 6th year in order to make it Chayav Meiser. And really, there's a sense that because it is produce that should belong to the 6th year, because it grew mainly in the 6th year. But Bram Hocha, by the case of Luvay Gafanim, in the case of our Mishnah, during these items, they grow after Rosh Hashanah. They grow mostly after Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they grew at a time when they should be hefker. They should not be. Most of the growth was during the 7th year when everything is Bereshis Ani. Meaning it belongs to everybody. Even the poor people are entitled to it, not the owner of the field. And therefore, the Chum chose to treat this as pairs of Shvius rather than, for this case, a pairs of Shvius rather than pairs of Shishus. Now the Gemara is as follows. Olam Shekav Shalom Lovin. We have in the Mishnah that Lulei Ha'alav Ha'abot Nava Otadin have Shvius and have beer. Don't have beer, but the olam of those same plants do have beer. Okay, so the olam, the plain leaves have beer because the leaves eventually fall off. As the one explained before, and the lulavim do not have beer because the lulavim turn into the stalk itself, so they never disappear. But the olam do disappear. So the person was kaivish; he pickled olam and lulavim together. So the olam eventually is going to have a time of the chayvim beer, and the lulavim are never going to be chayvim beer. So what's the din of this mixture now? We have these, one that has chayv and beer, one that's not chayv and beer from the same plant. They're both shvi'is produce. What's the din? So we have three shitas. Is Tanya Tani, there's one Tana who said, Bein Elu Bein Elu Yesh and beer. He says they all are chayv and beer. And is Tanoi Tani, Bein Elu Bein Elu Ain't and beer. One says neither of them is chayv and beer. And one says a compromise, a third one is a compromise, is Tanoi Tani. A third Tana says, all in Yerushalayim beer, love inland beer. He says the all in that were always chayv in beer continue to be chayv in beer. The love that were never chayv in beer were never chayv in beer. Okay, mine. So now according to the Girsa of the Manifold, it goes as follows: Man the Omar Yerushalayim beer, the one who said that both are chayv in beer. That was the first opinion. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Man the Omar inland beer is Rabbi Yeshua. Man the Omar all in have beer. Man the Omar all in Yerushalayim beer, love inland beer. That's Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, what does that mean? It's these three opinions. It means is it's going to be mentioned in the 9th parak. That's going to say, in fact, these three opinions. It says when you have they're all items from Shemitah. Some are chayv in beer and some are not chayv in beer, like in our Mishnah. So one man Yerma says the tam from those that have chayv in beer transfers into the other one. Actually, in the case of in the 9th parak, it's not that they have some have beer and some have don't, but some have earlier times for beer and some have later times for beer. So the time of the flavor from one gets absorbed into the other. So the first man Yomer says, Rav Eliezer says, that since the time from one got absorbed into the other, so they all have to go to Chumrah, because now there's time in there which needs beer, and since it needs beer, so even the ones that would have a later time of beer have to make beer earlier because they have absorbed some of the taste of the ones that need the earlier beer. The last opinion, Rabbi Gamliel holds, that you're not required to do beer for the time that transferred between one and the other. And since you don't have to do beer for that time, so the lulavim In that case, each thing gets its own time of beer, and in our case, it means is the lovin never have to do beer; they keep their never time of beer, and the olin have their regular time of beer. There's no transfer; the transfer of time of taste from one to the other doesn't make a difference because we're talking about things that are all from the year of Shemitah. Had they not been from the year of Shemitah, that would not be correct. But since they're all from the year of Shemitah, that's where we're going to hold. And the other opinion is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's based on Xeris HaKazav, that the time transfers from one to the other, but because the time transfers, therefore you take on the latest time of beer. So it had been three different vegetables that had later times of beer, they would all now have the latest time of beer. And in our case, the latest time of beer is never, because love never hype in beer. So it gets on the latest time of beer, which is to say it's never hype in beer, based on the Xeris HaKazav. So in our Mishnah is similar to that case. That case in the ninth parak was where three items had different times of beer. In our Mishnah, there were things where one was hype in beer, one was never hype in beer. But the din is the same. If the time transfers from one to the other through kavush, then there's a machlokes whether if and when it's hype in beer. Okay, now the Gemara continues on as follows. Reb Shimon Amar Ein LeKatav Shvi'is Neshi Ein Pri. Reb Shimon said, had a machlik, the Tanakam had said the Katav, it's a sap that comes out, we're going to see soon, it comes from a balsam tree. The sap that comes out of that tree, the Tanakam had said it has beer, and had Chayv and Shvi'is, and Reb Shimon says it's not. There's no Chayv and Shvi'is Neshi Ein Pri, because it's not a fruit. So now we're going to have three opinions as to what's going on over here. So Reb Pedas said over from Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, I said to Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yeshua, the reason for Rabbi Shimon is because he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. What's Rabbi Yeshua? The Tanya Taman, we have a Mishnah in Mesechta's Arva that says, I'm Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati, I heard, Shahamayim b'Sraf ha'olad u'b'Sraf ha'ikrin mutter. If a person takes sap from leaves or sap from the stalk of a tree, mutter, and he uses that sap to be mimed another food. The Marafoldo says he was mimed glina, so he took the sap, he put it into milk, and caused the milk to turn into cheese. So if he did that with something that was arla means it was fruit for the first 3 years that it grows, you're not allowed to eat it, and you're not allowed to have hanah from it either. So if he was mimed with arla, it's not considered that he had hanah from arla, and the cheese is mutter. Why is that? Because this sap, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the sap is not does not have the status of a fruit. It's not arla fruit, and therefore since it's not arla, so it's not considered you had enough from the arla. You had enough from the sap or the branch, and that's not the arla part, so it's mutter. The sraf pagan, if you took sap from an unripe fig, then asher nation pre, then it, and you made the cheese with that, then it would be asher because it's a pre, because it's considered a pre. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means in a little bit. But for now, what we've seen is that Rabbi Yeshua says that Sraf Olin, that these saps from the branch and from the leaf are not considered to be a pre, which seems exactly like Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah, who said that saps are not considered a pre. So the first sheet of Rabbi Pedas, who says is our Rabbi Shimon is the same as Rabbi Yeshua from that din in Arla. So Amr Rabbi Zer, Kamod the Tema Taman Och Rabbi Yeshua. Well, since we pass like Rabbi Yeshua in that Mishnah in Arla, the ka amar halacha Reb Shimon. So then it's going to come out that halacha is like Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, because if they're saying the same thing, then halacha is going to be like Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. Now, the Marafoga learns that was a statement, that just like we pass like Reb Yeshua, according to you, we pass like Reb Yeshua, so according to you, we're going to pass like Reb Shimon also. That's how he learns. Others, the Primarisha learns that it's a kasha. Could that really be true? Could it be that we pass like Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, the Chacham will argue on Reb Shimon? So it would be unusual if we were passing like Reb Shimon over the Chacham. So it's like a question on what Rav Pedas said. But that was the opinion of Rav Pedas. On Rav Yehuda argues, he says, Vidam Yehi, the way the mouth of those Kol Rabba, that Kol Rabba is really one word with missing an extra al, Kol Rabba. This is backwards. This doesn't make sense the way you're saying it. It's not that you're not understanding this correctly as to what Rav Shimon is saying. Really, the machlokes in our Mishnah is not connected to that machlokes there about Arla. Because Ketav, our Mishnah is talking specifically about Ketav. It's the what comes out from this balsam tree. Ketav batal agav srafoy. By a ketav tree, the tree, the whole point of planting this tree is in order to get this sap coming out of the tree. That's the entire point of this tree, and therefore in in the Chachamim, in our Mishnah, who say that Ketav is considered a fruit, is because Ketav is this saffron balsam tree, and it's so significant, it's so meaningful, that the whole this is the fruit of the tree. But Elon, in the Batran Gabes Rafli, if you have another tree that happens to give off a sap, then that's not the main point of the tree. The tree makes its own fruit, and the sap is considered to be an insignificant portion of it. So, when Rabbi Yeshua said, by Orla, he was talking about the sraf from a regular tree, from any old tree, that sap has some value, but it's not the fruit, it's not considered to be chayv an orla. Our Mishnah is talking about a very specific type of sap, and that is the ketav. It's a sap from this balsam tree. So in that case, Rabbi Shimon would agree that is considered to be the fruit of the tree, and the Chachamim in our Mishnah could hold like Rabbi Shimon also. So Chachamim in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon could be the same thing. It's not that Rabbi Shimon is like Rabbi Shimon. The Chachamim in our Mishnah could also be like Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon hold? So he doesn't explain. Rabbi Shimon doesn't explain. Rabbi Shimon must have some other reason why he holds Ketav is not pre. Not because of Rabbi Shimon. Because what Rabbi Shimon said could be the basis for Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon maybe holds that sap can never be a pre, even when it is such a meaningful amount. And I mean, so everybody may hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah is not, it's not that one of the opinions of Rabbi Yeshua. Everybody may hold Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Shimon is just making a point about why saps have sap, even from a ketav, is not a pre. Then the Gemara says another explanation as to why Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah is not connected to Rabbi Yeshua of that Mishnah. This third opinion is Oichle Behema, that these saps are not edible by people. Oichle Behema Kedusha Shvius Chalalehem. They're only edible to animals. So things that are edible to animals, our Mishnah is talking about Shvius. So Oichle Behema Kedusha Shvius Chalalehem. Kedusha Shvius applies to things that are Michael Behema, like we had in the first Mishnah in this parak, that Shvius applies to things that are Michael Adam, Michael Behema, certain things that are usable for people or for animals are considered to be Kedusha Shvius. Main Kedusha is Arla Chalalim, but Arla only applies to things that are edible to people. So therefore, the fact that Rabbi Yeshua says saps are not Arla, saps from trees are not Arla, because they're not edible to people. And saps in our Mishnah, it's talking about Inyan Shvius, those things can be, because they can be edible to animals, and therefore there's no connection between our Mishnah, which is talking about Shvius, the Mishnah of Levi, which is talking about Orla. They were not at all similar. So we have these three opinions, and the explanation for these three shittas, explaining Rabbi Shimon, play into the Gemara we had earlier, as to, the Gemara had asked a question as to whether items which give fragrance can have Kedusha Shvius, they did it just for the fragrance. Excuse me. And the Gemara there had tried to say that maybe Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah is actually, that's what his point is about. The Machlokes Rabbi Shimon Chum have to do with whether things which give fragrance or not. And depending on these three answers that we've had here, may play into whether Rabbi Shimon could possibly be saying that. May play into that Gemara as to whether Rabbi Shimon could be making a point about fragrance or not. And then the Gemara, this part of the Gemara concludes, Omar of Oven, Islan Khuri. I have another reason to think that Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah is not the Rabbi Yeshua of that Mishnah, because Rabbi Yeshua, Omar Shmuel, and Rabbi Shimon, the same Garmi Omar, it's a question. And the way Chaim Kinesi explains the question is as follows. Rabbi Yeshua said a statement. Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, he said, Arlo said his din that the saps are not considered to be the fruit. So Rab Shimon lived the generation after Rabbi Yeshua. So if Rab Shimon would be saying the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua, he wouldn't say B'shem Garmi Amar. He wouldn't say it in his own name. It literally means from his own bones when he said it. Rab Shimon, what it means is Rab Shimon in our Mishnah is just making it as if it's his own idea. And if he's really saying the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua, then he should have said so. He should have said it over from the name of Rabbi Yeshua, or somehow connected it to being from Rabbi Yeshua. The fact that he just says it by himself implies it has nothing to do with what Rabbi Yeshua said, and which is like the second and third chapter of the Gemara, that the Rabbi Shimon is not because he was a Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, now the Gemara just wants to clear up a point about what Rabbi Shu said about Arla, not to get to the Shvius part, but for the Arla, which was, he said, Besrafa Pagin, Asim Neshu Pri, if you use the Sraf of Pagin to make cheese that is considered peri and is usher because he had a hana from arla. So the gemara ma, the way the moral teaches, ma fulls gilshin is ma, not lima. Ma, what are we saying that it's neshu pri? Are we trying to say sraf peri? Are we saying that the sraf itself is a fruit? And therefore, the sraf of these pagans is a fruit, and therefore, you're having hanof from the fruit, because the sraf is the fruit. Or are we saying pagan peri? Are we saying that the pagan, the unripe figs, are also a fruit, and since this came from there, it's considered to be having hanof from the peri. So, again, so the question is the sap itself what's the peri, or is just the fig the peri, and this is something that came from the fig? What's the difference? In tamer sraf pri, if you say that the sap itself is considered a fruit, then also came with truma mut usher. The mara fulls gius is usher. Then if you did the same thing with truma, you take the sap from a te'ena, of a pagi te'ena from truma, that would be also because you're using truma to make cheese. If you use truma to make cheese, then the cheese is usher, or at least usher for Yisraelim. In tamer pagan pri, if the pshat is that really no, really all that is the pri is the pagan, the unripe figs, that's the pri. And the reason why the sap is usher is because it's considered to be having hanah from the pri. The pri is the fig, and the sap that comes out of it, that's the juice that comes out of it, that's the having hanah from the pri. Then also came the truma mutter, according to Marafolda. If you do it with the truma, it would be mutter. Why? Lamar. Why is that true? Hanah truma mutteris, hanah arla surah. There's no issue to have hanah from truma. There is arla is also hanah, but not truma. So if you say that the sraf is its own peri, then you now have to do that. Even if you did it from truma, it will be usher. If you say that sraf is not a pri, and only the pagan are a pri, then using the sap or the liquid that comes out from the pri would only usher by orla, because it's considered to be having hanah from orla, but it would not usher by truma, because there's no isra hanah by truma. Okay, now at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said once, if you had a vered mixed into shemen, then what you do is you look at this vered, pull out the vered, and the oil, the shemen, is not chayv in beer. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Ha'chadam yilkada sever, l'chadam l'chayv in beer. The Mishnah has two cases. The Mishnah has two cases. And the Gemara, it seems, is understanding the case as follows. The first case was, vered chadash akafsha b'shemen yashin, you put a new vered, meaning a shmita vered, into old oil, meaning oil from the sixth year. Yilkada sever, pull out the vered. Don't worry about the time that's transferring from the vered into the oil. And then it says the yashin b'chadash, which we believe that means is if you have yashin b'chadash means is the vered is yashin and the oil is chadash, so the oil is the shemitah oil. So chayv beer at this point in the Gemara, that's how we think. So then it's chayv beer. So what's the difference? Why doesn't the oil give time into the vered? The vered gives time into the oil. Why in one case you just pull it out and there's no problem with the one that was not shemitah dick? And the other case, you're not allowed to pull it out, and both of them are chayv beer because time transits from one to the other. What's the difference in the first case and the second case? So first the Gemara says, Rabbi Voboshim Yechanan, Amar, train Tanoim. Okay, it must be. It's two Tanoim. It's a machlok. It's between the beginning of the mission, the first case of the mission, and the second case of the mission. Okay, which obviously is very hard to accept in the Mishnah. If we're stuck, we're going to have to say that, but it's hard to accept because the Mishnah just says two cases, one right after each other. To say one is one time, one is the other time, is not the most pleasant way to read the Mishnah. And then the Gemara says, Amar Abzera, Yochan Apostle Lahan, Yochan Apostle Lahain, Vardi betray Pasri. That's how the mouthful of Gears is. I could explain the cases of the Vered in two cases. In other words, it's not the way we understood originally, or the way we think we understood originally, which was that the case switched between a Vered from Shemitah in oil that's not Shemitah, and then the second case was a Vered of not Shemitah into oil that was Shemitah, and we switch which was the Shemitah dick one and which one was not. That's not what's going on over here. But no, the both cases is by a Vered, and the case is as follows. The first case is Vered Chodesh Shukav Shem B'Shem and Yashan. What does that mean? That means it's Vered Shoshvis. It was a Shemitah dick of Vered Shukav Shem B'Shem and Shoshishis. It was old oil. It was oil from the sixth year. That's the first case. That's exactly how we had understood it. And the second case is the Yashan B'Chodesh. What's the case of the old one and the new one? That means is not that they're switching places, but rather Vered Shvius. It is a Vered Shvius, but it's Yashan because it's already past Shemitah now. And Shakaf Shabashem and Shoshminis, the non-Shemitah oil that you have is 8th year oil. So it's new oil. It's not that the oil precedes the Shemitah. It's oil that's after the Shemitah. So you put the Vered from Shemitah into the oil of the 8th year. And therefore, the difference in the cases is not whether which one is the Shemitah. Both, in both cases, the Vered is the one that made it, that's from the Shemitah. That's Kedusha Shvius to it. The question is it oil from the 6th year or is it oil from the 8th year? And that's why there are two different cases. Now, the Gemara doesn't explain what's the difference. Okay, so we now reformulated the case, but, excuse me, what's the difference between whether the Vered, whether the oil is from the 6th year or the oil is from the 8th year? Why should that make a difference? So, Some learned that the difference is that if you use oil from the 6th year and the Vered is from the 7th year, that means is the time of beer has not yet come for the Vered. So the Vered is before the time of beer. Some time from the Vered seeps into the oil, and since it seeps in before the time of beer comes, if you pull the Vered out in time, before the time of beer comes, then when the time of beer does come for the Vered, the oil will not be chayav in beer. Because the time of the oil of the Vered came in before it was chayav in beer, it's not a problem. But if the Vered is being put into oil from the 8th year, that means the time of beer from the Vered already passed. So the Vered is usher. So now when the time of a Vered that's usher gets into the oil, that time makes the oil usher, because at this point it was Isser that gave over time, as opposed to the first case where it was Hefty giving over time. That's one way of understanding. Chazanish does not understand that way. He believes that this is what the Rambam says, based on the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnah. The simple reading of the Rambam was not like that, but this has a Chazanish sense, a different shot. He says it doesn't make a difference whether the Vered gives its time before the time of beer or after the time of beer. In either case, it can make the other thing chayav in beer. But the difference is that a Vered that's fresh takes a very long time for it to be nice and tam. It has to sit in the oil for a very long time before it will be nice and give over its tam into the oil. And therefore, in a standard case, if the Vered was in oil, it will not be nice and tam. But when a Vered gets older, when this rose ages and it dries out, then it passes along its time quickly, like most other foods do. And therefore, if it's already the 8th year, so we're dealing with a dried out Vered, at that point it'll give over its time very easily into the oil, and therefore that oil is chayav in beer because it got time from the Vered. But as opposed to if the Vered was fresh and putting its time into the 6-year oil, that Vered is not... that Vered will not be able to be nursing time unless you leave it in for a long time. He doesn't say how long is a long time, but unless you leave it in for a very long time, in a normal case, it will not be able to be nursing time.